Chapter 11. Lexi's stomach was tied in knots as she rushed down the hospital corridor in front of Jack, her mind conjuring up images of Ruth, tiny and pale, lying in a hospital bed wrapped in bandages. She skidded to a stop in front of the room. Where was that loud laughter coming from? Peeking into the room slowly, so as not to disturb Ruth if she was sleeping, her eyes grew wide and her mouth dropped open. Ruth was propped up in the bed, but she wasn't frail and bandaged. She was sitting in a blue dressing gown, her back supported by several pillows, her cheeks flushed with excitement, and her blue eyes twinkling. Nance, Helen, Ida, and Ida's fiancé, Norman, were gathered around the bed. The five of them were having a grand old time, laughing and talking. Lexi looked at Jack, who simply shrugged and walked into the room. Ruth, are you okay? Lexi made her way to the bed and gave Ruth a kiss on the cheek. Oh, yes. It takes a lot more than a little crack on the noggin to put me out of commission.
What happened?
Jack asked from the foot of the bed. Ruth leaned forward, lowering her voice. Well, I had just gotten home from the grocery store. The last thing I remember is putting my key in the lock to my condo and bam! She accentuated the last word by clapping her hands together. Someone conked me on the back of the head, and I went down like a sack of potatoes. Lexi exchanged worried looks with Jack. Did you see who did it? No, they hit me from behind. But I must have been out for a while, because when I woke up, I was lying on the couch, and the house was a mess. They searched it? Lexi's steak sat like a brick in her stomach. If they had knocked out Ruth and searched her condo, would Nance be next? Ruth nodded.
How did you get to the couch?
Jack asked. Ruth spread her hands. I have no idea. And the other funny thing is that my groceries were put away, which is a good thing because I had ice cream and frozen peas in there. Jack narrowed his eyes at Ruth. This is good news, Nan said. If they are still looking for the will, and we know Ruth didn't have it, that means whoever it was is still around, and we still have a chance of catching them.
Did you say they were looking for a will?
Brax's voice drifted in from the doorway, and everyone turned in that direction. Lexi saw Jack's eyes narrow even further, and his back stiffen. Oh, hi there. Nance craned her neck around the curtain to greet Brax as he walked further into the room.
I hope I'm not intruding. I heard about Ruth and wanted to make sure she was okay.
Brax winked at Ruth, whose cheeks turned scarlet. Seems I'm no worse for the wear, she said.
Now, what's this about a will?
He asked. The family said Nunzio's latest will was missing, so we assume that's what they have been looking for. Nance eyed Brax keenly. Brax rubbed his chin between his thumb and forefinger.
That could be. Or it could be something else. Something more dangerous.
You mean something to do with his days in organized crime? Nance asked, looking from Brax to Jack. Brax glanced over at Jack.
We don't know that for certain, but the bottom line is that you ladies shouldn't be messing with this. I'm sure Detective Perillo will agree.
Jack nodded.
Ruth wasn't hurt badly this time, but next time, you guys might not be so lucky.
Ruth laughed.
Well, I dare say the people behind this can't be all bad. After all, they did carry me to the couch and put my groceries away.
Gentlemen thugs,
Helen said, causing a round of giggles. Brax rolled his eyes at Lexi, then pulled her to the other end of the room. Jack followed right behind her. Brax glanced over at the bed where the others had resumed their conversation.
Something about this seems off. Why would the family members search Ruth's place? She was Nunzia's girlfriend, of sorts, Lexi said. They'd probably found that out at the memorial.
What do you think, Perillo?
Brax eyed Jack. From the looks the two of them were giving each other, Lexi didn't think they liked each other very much.
I agree. Could be someone much more dangerous than a family member. Or the family members could be more dangerous than we thought. Yeah, I'd feel a lot better if Ruth had gotten a look at them. Then we'd have a better idea of who we were up against,
Brax said, moving in closer to Lexi. He leaned down toward her, lowering his voice.
I think you better take my advice and keep a close eye on your grandmother.
Jack put his arm around Lexi, and she got the feeling she was the prize in some sort of invisible battle. Brax narrowed his eyes at them, his brows rising in realization, as he glanced down at her engagement ring.
She will,
Jack answered for her. Lexi wrinkled her brow at him and pulled away. She was perfectly capable of answering for herself. Yes, I certainly will, she said, then put her hand on Brax's upper arm. Thanks for looking in on Ruth. Brax smiled and turned to leave, giving Jack an unfriendly glare. Then his eyes softened as he aimed them at Lexi.
You have my number, if you find anything out or need my help,
he said, before turning and disappearing out the door.
You have his number?
Jack's question forced Lexi's attention away from the retreating back of the FBI agent. Yes, he gave me his card. She smiled up at Jack. For the investigation. Jack furrowed his brow and looked back out into the hall. Lexi wondered if he was jealous of the attention Brax was paying to her. Well, serves him right, she thought. If he can have a woman friend, then she could certainly have a man friend. She figured it wouldn't hurt Jack one bit to see what that felt like. Lexi joined the crowd around Ruth's bed.
Did you get anything we can use from him?
Nance asked. Not really, Lexi replied.
I think his presence here is a telltale sign. This has something to do with organized crime. Right, Jack?
Helen raised her brows at Jack.
Not necessarily. We haven't narrowed down all the suspects yet.
Well, no matter who it is, we know they didn't get what they were looking for from Ruth's place. So they will keep looking. I have a feeling this case is about to heat up.
Nance rubbed her hands together, a gleam of excitement in her eye.
Me too,
Ruth said, pushing the covers back and swinging her legs over the side of the bed. Now, get me my street clothes. We need to get out of here and start investigating before something worse happens.